Born to broadcast, television news anchor, radio news anchor. This lady knows Lansing and is about to let you in on the latest. 1320 WILS presents Cheryl Fritz, your host for Fritz and Friends.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Fritz and Friends this Monday evening, the start of a new week. A little chilly out there today, but we'll rise to the occasion. With me is Mark Price, as producer this week. We're on 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com. We're going to head right out to our first guest this evening, Nancy Kane, who is a spokesperson for AAA of Michigan. Good evening, Nancy. How are you?
I'm fine, Cheryl. How are you doing?
I'm very well. Because of us speaking this evening, I was paying close attention to drivers this evening, because when I head over here from my home to the studio, I go by a couple of schools, and one of them is a high school with teen drivers. And the subject of our conversation for this evening, anyway, is some new curfews and some new limitations going into effect for teenage drivers. Perhaps, in case folks aren't aware, we'll start with what some of the new rules will be.
Okay, I'd be happy to talk about it, Cheryl. Well, Public Act 268, this is one of the newest acts of the new year. It takes effect on March 29th, and what this bill is aimed at new teen drivers, and it does two things. It limits how many passengers they can have in their vehicle, with a couple of exceptions, but that's the key thing. It limits the number of passengers, and it also decreases that the hours a 16-year-old can drive. Now, going back to the passengers, before this act was passed, new teen drivers who are brand new drivers with no experience, they could have as many friends in the vehicle as they wanted, even though studies have shown after study, Cheryl, that the more teens and the more passengers you put in that vehicle, the greater the risk of a crash is. You know, a new teen driver needs to pay just close attention to their driving. And the other issue is the hours that a teenager can drive. The new law allows that teens can only drive between 5 a.m. and 10 p.m., whereas the old law, they could drive until midnight. And you may say, what's that extra 2 hours? Well, that extra 2 hours is an important 2 hours when new teen drivers shouldn't really be driving on the road between 10 and midnight. They need to be safe. They need to be with their parent, practicing in different conditions. So these are really important new laws that are going to save lives. There's no doubt about that.
Now, you talk about these are laws that are going to save lives. The group that we're talking about, and I've seen some statistics that say the group of drivers between 16 and 20 years old are the ones that have the greatest, you know, the most dangerous records on the road. So this isn't, you know, this isn't willy-nilly. I mean, there's a reason for doing this with these drivers, this group of drivers.
Right, because we love these teens and we want them to be safe. And we want them to grow up and enjoy their life. Car crashes are the leading cause of death of teens, and not only in Michigan, but nationwide. Nationwide, 6,000 teens are killed every year on our highways. Here in Michigan last year, we lost 110 teenagers on Michigan roads. And add to that the people that they injure. It isn't just that a teenager has a crash and they may be hurt or killed, but they can injure somebody else or kill somebody else. So this is a law that's important for everybody who drives a vehicle, and it's going to make our roads safer. You know, at one time, Michigan had the best new driving laws for teens in the country. We really do think that back in 1996 when we passed the graduated driver's license, which was the first time that was recognized that, you know, new teens, it's just like, you know, you take a couple swimming lessons. That doesn't mean you can jump off the deep end of the pool and just swim all you want to. You need practice, and you need practice in certain conditions with some guidance to help you.
I do remember, you know, I'm old enough that when, you know, I turned 16, I got my license and here's a car and go drive, you know, 75, 8 miles an hour on the road, because that was the limit at the time. Why don't you tell us about the graduated license and then how this piggybacks off of that?
Well, the graduated license, it recognizes that teens need some practice. Like you said, I was the same way as you. When you got your license, you went out, that was it. You could drive on the freeway. You could drive 24/7. You could drive with all kinds of people. But today, we've got so many other issues with distracted driving and more cars on the road. So it's a recognition that you need to do this in stages. And you've got first, you know, you've got the six-month limit where you've gotten certain limitations. Then when you pass that, if you keep going, then the next step, you go to the next level. So it's steps. It isn't just that, you know, one day you can drive and do everything you want. It's steps. And that it's a recognition that you need to take, you know, be careful. And first you drive with your parent or guardian, and someone watches you and helps you, and they recognize and they help you learn different experiences. Because really, driving, like any other thing, it takes experience to get good at it. And nobody can be a great knitter if they don't practice for a while. So the new law, you're going to be driving with somebody, for, you know, a parent or a guardian for 6 months. And then with these new laws, what we're saying now is not like you could before. You can't pile all your friends in the vehicle and drive all over all night long. You can't. Now you've got to have no more than one passenger under 21 in that vehicle, with some exceptions. And those exceptions would include, you know, your brothers or sisters, or if you're driving to a school function, there's a recognition that, you know, there are some school functions. So those are the exceptions that way. And the other thing, too, is for midnight when you're driving between 5 a.m. and 10 p.m., the only exception would be if that teenager had a job and was working. And that's also a recognition that this is probably, a responsible teenager. If they've got a job, they're fairly responsible.
Very good. You say this is for new teen drivers. Is there any need to have anything grandfathered in here for somebody who's already been driving under these circumstances, or does this go into effect for everybody at a certain age?
No, it takes effect at the end of, March 29th, end of March. It takes effect for new drivers. And it's a little confusing because in the old days, people generally got their license at 16. But now people, some teens are taking driver's training at 15 and a half. Some actually are waiting till they're older. You know, when you and I took driver's training, it was generally offered through the public school system. Now you go to a driving school and you pay money, and not everybody has the money up front. So some young people may not even start to drive till they're 17 or 18. So it's a little bit different. It isn't just, you've got to read the laws and come up on it and see where you fit in it. And then if a teen, for example, has an accident or gets lots of tickets, they don't leave that age group. They stay, or that category. They have to stay with it again longer.
Mm-hmm. Now, are other states following suit with our graduated license? I mean, like you said, we were at the forefront of moving in this direction of tightening things up for the safety of young drivers. Are you seeing other states move forward with things similar?
Well, that's a good question. When we first passed our teen graduated licensing laws back in 1996, at that time, Michigan had the strictest laws in the country. And we think it made everybody better drivers, these teen drivers. Right now, until Michigan had this new passage, which thankfully the governor just signed recently, the outgoing governor, before she signed it and before it was passed, Michigan was one of just 8 states with no passenger restrictions for young drivers. So this is definitely a step in the right direction.
So between the new texting ban as of July 1st, I believe, wasn't it?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
As the new texting ban and not having a lot of, only being able to have one person under 21 in your car, we're moving in the direction of trying to reduce the distractions for young drivers.
Right, which will make them better drivers. And like you say, we're not picking on teens. It's just that they're new drivers. They don't have the experience that someone who's been driving would have. And there were a couple things that were in the original bill that were taken out at the end. For example, there was a cell phone ban for new teen drivers, and that was taken out. But we really encourage new teen drivers, limit your distractions. You know, just practice with mom or dad. Get out there and work with them. We have a new teen website that talks, and there's one section for parents, because it's kind of daunting when you're, the parent of a new teen driver, if you don't know the rules or what to do. So we've got a new teen website called teendriving.aaa.com. And this website, it's really a great resource for anybody. You can go on there and it talks about, there's a downloadable parent teen driving contract, and there's quizzes and sample questions for how you would handle driving and what kinds of things you need to be careful of. For example, nighttime driving, alcohol and driving, things that will just help you be a better driver, both for the teenager and for their parents, for them to talk about.
Well, it certainly gives you a jumping-off point. Can you access that through AAA as well?
You can, but the best thing really is teendriving.aaa.com. But you can also go to AAA.com and find out more information on this, which we're very, very pleased. Teen driving has been a big initiative of AAA. One of our cornerstones is traffic safety, and the teen driver is just so important. We want to make teens, you know, good drivers, safe drivers, so they can enjoy a long life and a long, you know, long time driving.
Very good. Well, Nancy Kane, I really appreciate you talking with us this evening and kind of catching us up to speed on where we need to be and giving us a place to go to look it all up. If I had a teen driver right now, I'd be looking that up just so I, when they tell me, no, Mom, that's not right, I'd say, oh, yeah, it is. I read it right here.
Yes, I
know. Well, Nancy, thank you so much for your time.
Cheryl, my pleasure, and thank you for talking about really an important subject for all of us. So thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a great evening.
You too.
We've been talking with Nancy Kane, spokesperson for AAA, on the new curfews for teen drivers, new restrictions. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after these messages.